Hey y'all, what's up? It's Erica, and welcome to my podcast, Faith Forward with Erica J. Fields. Hey everybody, what's up? It's Pastor E. Woo, that's what I'm known as in my local church. But it's Erica J. Fields back here with the Faith Forward podcast with your host, me, Erica J. Fields. Listen, I'm back in the saddle. It's been a while, but I am back in the saddle. And you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about priorities, right? I want to talk about how we prioritize our lives, our goals, our dreams, and the work we need to do in order to really focus in on what God has called us to do in this season and in seasons to come. Because listen to me, sometimes in life, you know, people, they need our help, right? We have skills, we have gifts, we have talents, and people can see that. And they desire to pull on those gifts and those skills and those talents. And as good friends, as good Christians, as good family members, we want to help, you know, our tribe out. We want to help our people out. But sometimes a good thing isn't always a God thing. And as I came into the year of 2023, there were so many opportunities that I had available to me. And there were so many things that people wanted me to help them with their businesses, with other endeavors that they had going on. And because of some of the various gifts and talents that I had, I found myself saying yes to a lot of things. But can I tell you, sometimes when we're needing to focus on our God-given vision, our God-given purpose, our God-given call, the assignment that God has placed on our lives, sometimes we have to tell people no and be okay with saying no and be okay with how they feel in the aftermath. It's not that you don't want to help them, but it's that you want to make sure that all of your energy and all of your efforts are being focused into the things that God has for you. And so as I begin to go through this year, one story in particular stuck in the back of my head. And it's a story of Jesus turning the water into wine at a wedding. He went to this wedding with his mom, his wedding guests, and they ran out of wine in John chapter 2. And you guys may know how this story goes. Eventually, Jesus does perform the miracle of turning the water into wine. But before he gets to that point, his mom brings the issue to him. And he says, essentially this, what does this have to do with me? He kind of says to her, like, this is not our problem. And that really stuck with me. Because Jesus was really intent about sticking with and focusing on what God had sent him in the earth to do. And he had to take a moment, he had to take a pause and consider his mission and his God assignment, and whether doing this task, whether appeasing his mom, whether helping these wedding guests out, the wedding hosts out, was something he really needed to be doing in this moment. And I think that's a great lesson for us all to learn, that as we go throughout our days and as we go throughout our time, spending time with people and helping out people with their businesses and their visions and their assignments, that we check in with God to make sure that God's okay with you helping out with that thing. It's not that what that person is doing is bad. It's not that what they are doing is going to hurt you in some way. But sometimes exhausting your energy doing other things that have nothing to do with what God has called you to will exhaust you. It will deplete you. It will have you being tired and having no energy to give to the call that God has placed onto your life. And so, my friends, today, I want to encourage us to be intentional about prioritizing the things that we do, the things that we're called to. And that means that sometimes we have to say no to even friends and family so that we can focus on the mission that God has for us. So three things we kind of learned from this story. And you can go back and read the entirety of the story on your own. It's in John chapter 2. The first thing I want to share is that it's important for us to be intentional in our planning. As we prioritize, it is important for us to be intentional about planning for the things that God has set before us. Whew. It's intentional for us to plan and prepare for what God is placing, what God is showing us, what God is calling us to work toward. Now, we don't know a whole lot about why they ran out of wine. We don't know a whole lot about why they ran out of wine in this story. But what we do know is that they did run out of wine. And I'll say this, for some of us, perhaps the reason why we are unable or frustrated about attaining our goals, obtaining the things on our vision boards, working towards the things that God has called us to, is because we haven't done proper planning. We haven't done proper planning. Listen, I'm talking to myself too. We haven't done the proper planning. We haven't done the proper preparation. We haven't done the things that we need to do in order to really, truly walk in all that God has for us. And so it's important for us to make the plans and prepare. Prepare for where God is taking us to. There are some things that God has shown us. There are some dreams that God has given us. Let me give this example to you, right? I can play the keyboard, right? And it was my dream to be more fluent than what I am in playing the keyboard. But for me, I had discipline issues about practicing. Ever since I was a kid, ever since I took my first lesson in piano when I was like, I don't know, I was in maybe first or second grade, I would never want to sit down for that amount of time it took to play the piano, to practice, right? The more you practice a thing, the better you get at it. And so over time, I would take lessons off and on, off and on. Then I became a teenager and I took a class in high school that refreshed some of my skills. And I was like, oh, you know, I still kind of got this. But I still didn't do the work on my own because I placed other things in front of that. And then I became a young adult and I decided I want to get back into this. There was a season in my life where I said, God, I want to use this music for my time with you, my special time with you. Because oftentimes when I play music, it is a great connection point for me and God through music. And so during that season of life, I didn't have a lot on my schedule. I didn't have a lot going on. I wasn't in full-time ministry at that time. I didn't even have a job at that time. It was just a really challenging season for me, and this was the way that I connected to God and got what I needed to help me keep going. So in that season, I played the keyboard a lot, and I allowed God to minister to me through my playing. Well, I got a job, got into ministry, you know, had some other things going on, and my playing took a back seat. But it's always been my desire to be fluent in playing music. Even now, even now, listen, I had to pull the keyboard out like, hey, this was one of the things that God showed you. But you gotta do the work. You have to practice. And so I said all that to say this, that if we don't do the preparation work, we can't expect to see the result. If we don't do the preparation work, we cannot expect to do the work. To see the result, excuse me. If we do not do the preparation work, we cannot expect to see the results that we want to see. And in many ways, doing that preparation work, doing the practice, doing the studying, taking the courses, doing whatever it is that you need to do to work towards your goal is an act of faith. It's an act of faith. In many ways, it's showing God, listen, I believe in what you showed me, and I believe in it so much. God, I'm going to do my part. God, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do with what's in, within my capability to move toward this goal. And when we do that, we can have the expectation to see God do something amazing in our lives. So the first thing we learn in this story is to, as we prioritize, that we also plan and prepare for what is coming, for what God has shown us. Second thing we learn in this story, Mary sees the issue. There's no wine at this wedding. And when she sees the issue, she brings her problem to the problem fixer, Jesus. And some of us get frustrated because we're taking our problems to people who cannot fix it. We're drowning our problems and our sorrows in substances that cannot fix our problem. And we learn a great lesson from Mary in this story, is that when we have challenges and when we have issues and that when we have problems, the best thing we can do is take it to the one who is Lord over the problem, who is Lord over the issue, the one who can fix the problem. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him. Cast our care. Listen, he can carry it and he can fix it. So why not entrust him? Mary entrusted this issue to Jesus. And the third thing we learn from this story, we learn it from Jesus, is that in all things, just because we can do something doesn't mean that we should do it. That in all things, we have to seek God first. We have to seek God first for his will for our lives. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Listen, when we seek God for his will for our lives, we cannot go wrong. And we won't find ourselves depleted and burnt out. Why? Because we ask God, hey God, should I do this? See, Jesus had it in his mind to put into consideration, how does this align with God's will for my life? And we always have to ask that question. With every new opportunity, with everything that someone puts in our face and asks us to do, hey, does this really align with God's will for my life? Is this really something that I should be doing? So friends, I want to encourage you as we wrap up this episode to be sure and be intentional about prioritizing. And as you prioritize, make sure you plan, make sure you prepare for what God is showing you for your future. And when you come into issues, when you come into problems, take those issues and those problems to the one who can fix it. To the one who can show you how to deal with it and show you, help you handle it. And last of all, in everything you do, hey, consult God your Father. Consult God's will for your life. Does this thing align with God's will for your life? And can I tell you this? Your real friends, your real people, your people that really love you, they're not gonna get mad when you tell them no. Can I tell you that? they will understand that you're focused in, that you're zoned in on what God has called you to do. They will understand that you have other things in your life that are taking priority and that need your focus and attention. So, don't be afraid to say no. Sometimes no is the best answer you can give. And you won't be sorry because you said yes and had to let someone down or had to disappoint someone or had to come back and tell them, hey, I really can't do this, or hey, this really isn't working out. Confront God on the front end and you'll be well on your way to working towards and moving forward in faith in the things that God has in store for you. Listen, I love you. I'm back in the saddle and we're going to do this thing. For the rest of the year, my word for you is keep going. And y'all know how I always say, as for me and the Faith Forward family, listen, we moving forward in Jesus' name. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please share it with someone you know and let them be encouraged. May God bless you. May God keep you. Until next time, Faith Forward, let's go.